Stacy.
Hey, Sammy.
How are you, dear?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty doggone good right now. I'm in my own bed with my feet up, you know?
Very cool. Alone or?
At the moment.
Okay. But
Well, that's what I mean is I'm home because I came home for the hometown shows. Are you kidding?
That's right. And you know what? First of all, I just do have to say the last time we spoke, you were headed to New York for that concert to say the firehouse is near Ground Zero.
Yeah.
Something pretty cool happened after the event. Can you give us the story just to kind of recap what happened?
Well, see, let me try to remember what happened. That was a while back. I've been on tour, my dear. Let's see. We went back to do it, and the next day we kept, I think, out of they were going to close 8 firehouses, or they were going to close 11 firehouses, and they kept 3 more open. You know, so we did some good damage. You know,
that is.
I
awesome.
Mean, we were in the park playing at full volume, and I think the mayor probably heard us.
You got some attention, yeah.
Heard the rally. No, it was really successful, and that's really great. You know, a lot of times you do things in vain, but no, it worked. Kept open 3 or 4 more firehouses, and the firemen loved me.
Well, congratulations to you, and thanks for the hard work, because that was really important.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. Hey, too bad I don't live there, though. If my house ever caught on fire, we know that at least they'd rush down to take care of me. You know?
Exactly. All right, now here we go. You know, I hate rumors, and for whatever reasons, rumors are abounding that you are not feeling well and that you may not perform at the Sleep Train Amphitheater this Saturday. Set the record straight for us, Sammy.
Where'd you get that off of? DavidLeeRoth.com or something?
No, but you know what? I did have an interview with him. I feel so bad for you having to have toured with him. It's like talking to Ted Nugent on meth. I couldn't make a single bit of sense out of what he was saying.
He doesn't make sense to himself either, so don't feel bad. At least, you know, you're not the only one that doesn't understand him. He doesn't understand either. But no, I think I'm okay. Maybe I should see my doctor. Doctor!
I've
been great, man.
About?
This has been the... I have sang better on this tour than any tour in my life. It's like, you know, everything's perfect. It's going great. The band is on fire, and we're doing the little Montrose reunion for my encore. For everyone that's wondering what's happening with that, with the Montrose reunion, it's going to be, you know, how it's going to be done. Well, I can't come out, you know, Montrose can't play first, because then I would have to come out and play with Montrose, then go back to the dressing room, and then come out and play like 2 hours with my band. You know, my band plays a long time. And with Montrose, you know, we can't play that long. We only had 2 records out to start with.
Yeah.
But my band's going to do our regular whole show. You know, the Wobblerita is going to play all my regular show, and then for the encore, we'll just pull the curtain, and you know, the Montrose guys will come out, and we'll kind of have to change a couple little things with the equipment. But it's going to take 3 minutes. And we're going to play the encores as Montrose with the original, with Ronnie Montrose, Bill Church, Bill the Electric Church, and Denny Carmassi and myself. And we're going to play, you know, like 4 songs from the first record. And it's just going to be awesome. We haven't done this ever. There's never been a reunion with the original band. And so we're going to play Rock Candy, Motor Scooter, Space Station,
wow.
Rock the Nation. It's going to be awesome.
So how did this all come about, the Montrose reunion?
Well, I was doing it. I called up everybody, Ronnie and Bill and Denny, and asked them if they'd be interested in coming back to St. Louis for the last show of the tour, which is the following weekend, and just, you know, as a little special way to end the tour, and because I was doing an evening with back there, and they said yeah, so it was great. So we were planning on doing it, but I was on tour with a Skinner and wasn't doing an evening with, but then. You know, we all heard what happened to Gary Rossington, who
right.
I think is okay now, but they're not going to tour for about a month because
he
really
needs
to rest. The guy just had heart surgery and everything. So anyway, so when Skinner pulled off these shows, I thought, I'll just do an evening with. And I thought, oh, no, I won't, you know. I'll call up my old buddy Ronnie and Bill and Denny and see if they want to do it in our backyard, because that's really where we should have done it anyway. But I didn't want to do that in the middle of the thing, and you know, because I was playing it here with Skinner,
right.
And there's really not time, because with Skinner we could only play an hour and a half each. So now that Skinner's off the show, I've got, you know, I can do my 2.5-hour show. So it's going to be great. So Montrose is in. And, you know, Ronnie lives in Sacramento now, so he's just going to get in his car and, you know, he might even ride his bike over to the gig. I don't know.
That's great.
But it's going to be really awesome, man, right in our backyard. This is where Montrose started, you know, so it's going to be kind of cool.
Now, is Michael Anthony going to be hiding in your luggage this trip?
Well, Michael Anthony is in the Bahamas right now. He's on vacation in the Virgin Islands.
He chose the Bahamas over Sacramento. What is he thinking?
You know, I know. You know, what's wrong with this guy? He needs to be slapped. He's coming back. he doesn't know anything about this. You know, he left before the Skinner thing happened, so he doesn't know anything about it. So when he's getting back, I think Friday morning.
Wow.
So there's a possibility that he would come up and do it, but I'm not trying to, you know, tell everybody, hey, Mikey's going to be there, because I haven't even talked to him. He's just getting back from the Virgin, and you can't get him there. He doesn't have a phone. His cell phone doesn't, you know, he's on vacation.
Sounds like a nice place to be.
God bless him. You know what I mean? Some guy's got all the luck here. I'm out here slaving.
Oh, you love it and you know it.
Believe it, man. I'd rather be on stage than in the Bahamas. Wait, I'm on the beach when I'm on stage, okay? To me, that's on the beach, all
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So now on Saturday when you come up here, is that going to be the first time that you're actually doing the show with Montrose?
No, the night before in Concord at the Concord Pavilion is the first night, and the Chronicle Pavilion, and then the second night is in Sacramento, and then the next night after that we're going up to Reno.
Wow.
And then we head out to Minneapolis, Kansas City, and St. Louis in the tour. We're going to do it right on through. It's going to be awesome. Well, assuming that Ronnie and I don't get in a fist fight or something.
Yeah.
You know,
what are the odds of that?
It's about 3-1.
Okay, we'll start placing our bets.
You're a gambling man. Ronnie's probably listening to this interview as we speak, you know, because he lives right there. So he's like, he's sitting there going, man, is he waiting? This guy, nah.
He knows you're playing, though.
Ronnie and I had our differences way back then, but we're hopefully grown up now out of all that, and we're just going to go out and rock the house. It's going to be so exciting. Like I said, there's never been a Montrose reunion with the original guys.
Yeah.
Never. And it's just going to be awesome. I've played with Ronnie before. Denny played in my band. Bill Church has played for 10 years, played with me before Van Halen. And so this is really a special treat, and I just can't wait.
And also, he knows that you probably still got those boxing gloves tucked away somewhere, so
he
better not mess with
you. He ain't
going
to mess with me. Ronzo, back up, buddy.
And the last time I talked to you, too, you were talking to me about the stage shows that you put on. Are you still going to have the Cabo Bar up there this time around?
Oh, you can. I can't do without it, you know. We've still got, on this tour, we've got 75 people on stage with the band.
Wow.
So we're like a 80-piece band.
Oh,
there's
man.
Five wobble readers and 75, you know, wobble heads, you know, or red heads, and we just rocked the house, man. You know, I don't know what the waitresses are going to look like yet, but they're going to be from Sacramento. I guarantee you. My wife's from Sacramento. I know there's some good-looking girls there, so these waitresses are probably going to be worth the price of admission themselves, and that's another story. But yeah, it's awesome, man. The party's just been growing and growing and growing, and it's kind of really it's taken on this old Cabo Wabo beach party thing, you know.
And I'm sure, as usual, if you're sitting in like the first 20 rows, you will get sprayed with tequila at some point.
Oh, yeah. Bring your umbrellas, folks, or bring a raincoat. Bring a condom.
Yeah, exactly.